good morning, everyone, or afternoon, evening, whenever you might be listening in and joining us in church. May this time with God be an encouragement to you. We're mindful that we share it with brothers and sisters in Christ, wherever they may be listening in. For those listening in who don't know me, my name is the Reverend Trevor Young. I'm the senior minister here at Abbotsford Anglican Church. Welcome. Welcome to our service for this morning. Today we're thinking about the question, does God ever feel sad? Our mission focus for this month, for September, is on the ministry of the Thomases with InterServe and in Thailand, and we're also thinking about Anglican Police Chaplaincy. Today helping me in the service are Rosemary, Stuart and Fiona. Rosemary has a story for the kids from Kids Church listening in. Hi kids, thanks for listening in with Mum and Dad today. Stuart will read the Bible readings for us and Fiona will lead us in prayer. We are thankful for Colin Buchanan and Michael Card, whose songs will be playing during the service. Well, let's just take a moment and be mindful of each other, our brothers and sisters in Christ at this time. You might like to remind yourself of being with them in church. Imagine looking around. Who do you see? Take a moment and thank God for them. Now close your eyes and look around and imagine everyone else as I pray this prayer, as we gather to worship God. Heavenly Father, this time with you and your people is special. Take our anxious thoughts and let us know your peace, your presence, and your power. May we listen to your word with expectation, engage in what we pray and say, and worship you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, we've come together this morning to meet with God and to take our part in the building of his church. Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds, we have been healed. So as we come together to worship him, we are mindful that we have failed to serve him as he deserves. So let us acknowledge our failure and return to the Lord with repentance and faith, praying together. Heavenly Father, you have loved us with an everlasting love, but we have often gone our own way and rejected our will, your will for our lives. We are sorry for our sins and turn away from them. For the sake of your Son who died for us, forgive us, cleanse us, and change us. By your Holy Spirit, enable us to live for you and to please you in every way. For the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is God's love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. God therefore forgives you in Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for us. Amen. Give praise to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Well, our God is good indeed. And the children have been encouraged to listen in with us today from Kids Church. And so I'm going to invite Rosemary now to give a little story for us, the Kids Church. And then Colin's going to sing a song for us to encourage all the mums and dads and grandparents and great-grandparents and all the kids to press on. Thanks, Rosemary.
Hi, kids. It's been an awfully long term of home learning, so I hope you're going to have an awesome holiday. Today I'm going to tell you a story, and it's called Josephine and James Felt Sad. Josephine and James are 9 years old. Most days, Josephine and James are happy. They have friends who love, toys and games, pets to care, and friends come round to play. But some days, Josephine and James feel sad. Sometimes they can't do the things that make them happy. When they're sick and have to stay at home, no friends can come to play. When pets cared for run away or die, Josephine and James feel sad. when the toys and games that make them happy are lost or broken, and family leave or yell, Josephine and James feel sad. And sometimes there are days they don't know why, but Josephine and James just feel sad. They say the place where our happy thoughts come is our heart. Feeling sad is like having a broken heart. It's okay to feel sad. Jesus felt sad. He felt sad when his friend Lazarus died. When we feel sad, God feels sad too. God is near and heals the brokenhearted. Mum and Dad remind them with a hug. All good things are gifts from God. Family and friends, toys and games, and those we care and love. But best of all, when we feel sad, God understands and is with us when we cry. And just when it is best to know, he reminds us of the place he calls our home, where there is no more crying, dying, bad or sad.
Press on, mums, in all the chaos, look to Jesus through the tears. Press on, mums, God will guide you through those precious tender years. And in all you do, do it for Jesus, who won you life and free forgiveness. Yesterday, today, he is the same. Press on, dads, love your wife, serve your children, set the pace. Press on, dads, seize a moment, show them Jesus, run the race. And in all you do, do it for Jesus, who won you life and free forgiveness. Yesterday, today, he is the same. All you do.
Stuart comes to read to us from the Bible, let me pray. Heavenly Father, give us faith to receive your word, understanding to know what it means, and the will to put it into practice. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. Our first Bible reading today is from John, chapter 11, verses 17 to 44. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she replied. "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is come into the world." After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. "The teacher is here," she said, "and is asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforting her noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him?" But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odour, for he has been there 4 days. Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." Our second reading for today is from Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 5. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.' He who was seated on the throne said, 'I am making everything new.' Then he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, it's come to our Bible teaching time. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you speak to us through your word, the Bible. Please help me now to teach your word correctly. May we experience your spirit guiding us into truth, and may we be able to put it into practice with his guidance. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you feeling sad? Has someone disappointed you today or in the last week or two? Are you grieving? Are you missing someone? You're missing being with someone. Surely we're all missing being with someone. during lockdown? Are you feeling lonely? Misunderstood? Is life disappointing you? These are usually situations when we find ourselves sad. Are you feeling sad? Do you think God ever feels sad? I think if we're honest with our thoughts, we'd say yes. Why? Because we feel sad and we believe God knows when we're sad. We believe he understands, he can sympathise with our feelings, and does. If we didn't think God knows when we feel sad, we wouldn't take the time and come so readily to him in prayer to share our sadness with him. Besides, to sympathise and understand our feelings and to truly empathise with us, you would think that God would have to be able to feel sadness too. I wonder if God ever feels sad. But starting from our perception of things only leads to ideas, possibilities, uncertain hopefulness. Consider when we do that for others. Come to conclusions about another. What they believe, what they feel, what they like, without even asking them to tell us themselves. How often do we ever perfectly get it right? Hardly at all. Not only is it presumptuous on our part, it could be perceived as quite rude and disrespectful. This is no solid ground for knowing the truth about another, and it's no solid ground for knowing the truth about God either. Only the truth in matters of comfort and sadness will satisfy an aching soul. To know if God ever feels sad, to know the truth, God himself must tell us that he feels sadness, or he has revealed it in some way, witnessed by those who have seen or heard him, the experiencing of grief, disappointment, weeping. With everything, the truth of God about him is plainly revealed by him in his word, the Bible. Those who witnessed God amongst us in Jesus were concerned that we be certain of the things we have been taught, Luke chapter 1 verse 4, and that we could trust them, Acts 2 verse 32, 3:15, and so on, countless verses. And according to the author of Hebrews in his opening words, that in the past he spoke, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us once and for all through his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. Hebrews chapter 1 verses 1 to 3. I wish I could see God, people ask. If we had lived 2021 years ago in Palestine, we would have seen God in Jesus. To know if God ever feels sad, to know the truth, God himself must tell us that he feels sadness, or revealed it in some way witnessed by those who have seen and been with Jesus. In the Bible, in the Old Testament, the prophet Jeremiah expressed the weeping heart of God. It was at the fall of Jerusalem to Babylon and the exiling of his people. In Jeremiah chapter 14, verses 17, we read, God asks of Jeremiah to speak this word to them. Let my eyes overflow with tears, night and day without ceasing, for the virgin daughter, my people, has suffered a grievous wound, a crushing blow. And in Psalm 34, verse 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. How can you be close to someone who is brokenhearted and not feel their sadness? In the Bible, in the New Testament, those who witnessed Jesus wrote of him expressing deep emotion, including pity and sorrow and weeping. In Luke 19, verse 41, Jesus looked out over the city of Jerusalem. He was deeply moved with sorrow. Verse 41, he saw the city and he wept over it, his people there, and all that Jerusalem symbolized did not recognize him as their promised Messiah. And of this the Apostle John wrote, he came to that which was his own, John 1 verse 11. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. But when is one most sad than at the death of someone that they loved? When we grieve. Jesus grieved over the death of his friend Lazarus. He joined with the sadness of his family. The witness account is short and clear by John. Jesus wept. How can you be close to someone who was brokenhearted and not feel their sadness? As Jesus there is weeping over Lazarus with his family, Jesus knew the cause of Lazarus' death. He knew the cause of all death, that the wages of sin is death, and that he had come into this world to die on a cross himself to solve that problem of death. And as he's weeping over Lazarus with that family, he's also mindful that his longing to bring about justice, to wipe away every tear from everyone's eye, to bring an end to death completely. And he knows that that day will come, but it's not yet for him. And as he shows them the proof of it, and standing before that tomb, the resurrection and the life himself, crying out, saying, Lazarus, come out, and Lazarus does come out, and the dead are raised. Those for which he came that was his own received him not. Does God ever feel sad? Jesus came to that which was his own, but his own received him not. But to all who did receive him and do receive him, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent nor a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Thank you, Jesus.
Figure comes, and now he's 3 days late. How could he take so long? Why did he hesitate? Two women question him, both weeping as they came. Completely different yet, and still they're both the same. Martha's grasping at some vague religious hope, endless anxiety. She can barely cope, but Mary's gasping with her own hopeful fear. Lazarus would not have died if you had been here? Did Jesus weep for their disbelief? Or did he cry because his friend had died? Took on himself all of their pain and fear, explained the mystery of his silent tears. He stood beside the tomb of his beloved friend. He shouted out those words they could not comprehend. Then rose the smiling corpse, familiar silhouette. It was a moment that they never would forget. Jesus wept that day, mysterious silent tears. The reason that he cried never will be clear. But there's one certain thing for now that we can say. He had come to wipe all their tears away. Did Jesus weep for their disbelief? Or did he cry because his friend had died? Took on himself all of their pain and fear, explain the mystery of his silent
Let's affirm our faith together, saying, Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Amen. Well, Fiona's going to come now and lead us in prayer. Thanks, Fiona.
The Lord be with you and also with you. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for filling the world with beauty and bounty. In the cities and in the country, on the coast and inland. You blessed the first humans and commanded them to fill the earth and subdue it. You supply seed to the sower and bread to the eater. But we and our ancestors have mistreated and damaged the environment. Even our best efforts have been tarnished with ignorance or self-interest. Please continue to bless us with a fruitful world and sustain us with the resources we need for life. Guide the nations and large corporations to seek cooperative and responsible ways of caring for the environment. Give individuals the willingness to play their part in being wise stewards of what you give us. May we look to you as the creator and sustainer of our world and give you glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray, Lord, for this country you've given us to live in. Please enable Scott Morrison and Gladys Berejiklian and all our leaders to make wise rules. Thank you that they are working for our good. Help all of us respect these leaders and listen to them. Thank you for wide open spaces, parks, beaches, and bush that we can enjoy in Australia. Thank you for fresh air. Thank you, Father, for a great variety of fresh foods, clean water. Thank you, God, for our teachers. Thank you that they give to children far more than just information. They share love, care, and a huge amount of time. Please help them be good role models for the children, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we pray for our Link missionaries, Jessica, Shine, Oswin, and Tamim. Help each one of them be personally devoted to Jesus. Please give them unshakable faith in Christ and a daily reliance on your Holy Spirit. Please use them to grow your kingdom in Thailand. Enable them to be humble, faithful role models who adorn your gospel. May others around them see that their love for each other is kind, patient, and attractive. Thank you, you are always with them, and we leave them in your care. Amen. Dear God, please use our police force for good. Help them limit evil and humbly serve both this nation and you. You know how demanding and stressful their work is. And we think also of those caring for the police, the chaplains. Help them to listen wisely, to be guided by your Spirit for each situation. Help the chaplains daily stay connected to Jesus. Then Jesus' love and wisdom can work through them to support the police well. You are a God of peace, and you hope all people in our nation will live peaceful lives. Thank you that the police assist people to have fair, peaceful lives free from fear. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We adore you, God. When Jesus was on earth, he showed us what you are like. There are times where you feel overjoyed. At other times, you feel very, very sad. Thank you that you get what it's like for us, whatever we're feeling. Please help us love you, follow your word, and guard us from making choices that would make you sad. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The set prayer for the day. Let us pray that we will grow in the love of God and of one another. Father, guide us as you guide creation according to your law of love. May we love one another and come to perfection in the eternal life prepared for us. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen.
Well, thank you for joining with me and others in church today. Join with us again next week when we ask the question, does God ever go to sleep? Remember, I'm looking for another sermon title for the following week, so please send me some questions and I'll choose which one. Don't forget Sunday night catch-up time at 5 p.m. via Zoom. Go to the link that Janice sent to you on Friday via email. And can I say again, Rosemary and I are missing you all very much. We're very mindful of you each day, and you're in our prayers and in our thoughts, as I'm sure we are in yours. Thank you. So let me close with prayer. Lord God, we rejoice in your greatness and power, your patience and love, your mercy and justice. Enable us by your Spirit to honour you in our thoughts, words and actions, and to serve you in every aspect of our lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.